We are talking about preparing for emergencies in Tuolumne County on this weekend show. We're joined by Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. We've been talking about things to keep in mind, preparing for anything that could happen locally in the Mother Lode, also some funding that could be coming to the Mother Lode to help with various efforts. And next thing I want to ask you about is, you know, the Mother Lode has an area where a lot of people love to volunteer. They have big hearts. They like to do what they can when they can. You know, and I understand you might be looking for some volunteers sometime soon.
Yeah, we are always taking volunteers. There have been a lot of individuals that have called to ask how they could be a part of whatever we are doing, whether it's, you know, staffing and answering a public information line at our emergency operations center or helping out when we have extreme weather, whether it's, you know, in the heat of the summer or the winter storms, when we stand up cooling or shelters. And so we generally have already a system in place to take volunteers. They become what they call disaster service workers. You can contact our office to become a volunteer just generally, but we have a new program we're really excited about. And it's not new to Tuolumne County, but it is new as a Tuolumne County sponsored program, and that is CERT. CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Teams. It is a national program designed by FEMA and actually originated here in the state of California. And it really is creating a group of individuals in a neighborhood or a community that are trained to provide that first assistance in a major disaster or an event when first responders cannot get there. So they are there to support that first effort. And so community emergency response teams received receive a basic training, and it's a 22-hour basic course that goes through multiple modules from disaster preparedness to light search and rescue to fire safety to disaster medical operations to a little bit about terrorism, how you organize. And while there are already existing CERT programs in Tuolumne County, the first, of course, was the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians Tribal CERT, then Twain Hart Area CERT under the Twain Hart Fire District. Groveland Community Service District now has a CERT program. We wanted, within Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, to create a CERT program for the entire county with volunteers who are trained that we can pull upon when we need them. Again, there are times when we cannot fill certain roles in sheltering or even in our emergency operations center, and it would be great to have volunteers. And so we received a grant from Cal OES called Listos or Prepare California, and that is to create and run two basic CERT programs for the purpose of creating a group of volunteers for Tuolumne County CERT. And we will be having our first training in November. November 18th through the 20th. And if there are any individuals who are interested, you can search ready.gov CERT to understand what a CERT program does. Reach out to our office, email us, call us, let us know. And we will be putting out soon through social media and our webpage information on how you can sign up for this class. Space is limited because we need to keep a good instructor, you know, participant ratio. But we're really excited about it, and we hope we get some folks who are interested in taking the class.
Are there certain skills or abilities you have to join the CERT team?
In CERT, we have a motto about doing the greatest good for the greatest number of people, so it does not matter what your skill or ability is. We have a place for everyone in CERT, answering phones, helping with a mass casualty and triage possibly, depending on your skill set. So we have a place for everyone in there.
How about time commitment? What type of time commitment would these people be looking at?
So in order to take the class, you have to commit. We will run the first class Friday evening, and then it will be 8 hours on Saturday and 8 on Sunday. You don't have to commit to being a volunteer in the program to be in the class. That's what we call catch and release, and we're happy with that as well. We're hoping that folks will be excited about it and then commit to being on a list of volunteers who will then, you know, pick and choose when we call upon them. There will be some mandatory monthly meetings, kind of refreshers that you will have to do throughout the year. But there isn't a set, you know, you have to commit to 20 hours a week or 20 hours a month. The idea is when you've taken the class and met the requirements to be a volunteer, then you're on the list, and then we call upon you as needed.
And you mentioned, I mean, there are various different types of events, emergencies in Tuolumne County. What are the types of things and events that these teams could respond to?
So there are certain modules that we teach, and one of them is disaster medical. And so if we were to have a multi-casualty event and first responders for whatever reason couldn't get there or they needed assistance, they can help with triage and handling some of those basic medical, you know, stopping bleeding, opening an airway, getting folks out of harm's way. And they can do minor things. There's a module for traffic control, and you've seen local area certs help with that. Twain Hart cert did a phenomenal job during COVID, assisting public health with traffic control during their vaccine drive-through events. We will often also use them possibly for special events, maybe non-emergency situations. It could be a parade. It could be, you know, some other event like a bike ride or type of activity. Definitely when we have extreme weather, whether it's in the summer and we operate a cooling center or a warming center or shelter in the winter, they can help with staffing those as well.
You know, you've been on the job for, is it 2 or 3 years now?
Not quite two.
Not
It'll
quite
be two in December.
Okay. You know, how has the experience been in the community and just, you know, with the various partners? Has there been pretty good cooperation when it comes to preparing for emergencies?
Oh, absolutely. You know, our community is a great community. I mean, I've lived here a long time, and in the almost 2 years working for the county, when I've asked for partners and support in the work that we're doing, there isn't anyone that has hesitated. We need our partners, and we need our community to step up and be a part of the solution. It is something we have to do in order to survive whatever catastrophic event, like a wildfire, could come to our community. And so it is really important that everyone plays a role in being a part of that solution. And the community has just been phenomenal. I you know, the list is too long to think about all of the agencies that have stepped up and are willing to partner with us. We are also very engaged in outreach. And so if there is a community, a homeowners association, a group, an entity, a business that would like us to come in and talk to their members or their employees about steps to take to really prepare, we are more than willing to do that. And we've been doing that a lot. We do it on the weekends. We do it on the weeknights. We are there to help our community definitely prepare. The more folks that can be prepared, the better we're going to be in recovering from any disaster.
Behind the scenes, are there quite a few multi-agency, you know, exercises and drills that take place as well?
Yes, we do have an operational area, and that is a meeting we hold monthly with all of our partners. We are working on some training as well as some exercises. If you watched the board supervisors last week, several of them have asked us to increase in some of those types of activities, whether it's a tabletop exercise or an actual evacuation exercise in some of our communities. And so it is something currently our office is looking and planning for this next year.
Well, we've come to a close on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been talking with Dori Beetz, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Dori, any final comments you'd like to make?
Just that we are here to assist. We're available. Please reach out to our office at 209-533-6395. There are three of us in there now who are able to answer the phone, and we'd love to hear from you and help you prepare.
Never a dull moment in Tuolumne County when it comes to emergency planning.
Yes. Thank you.
So again, we thank Dori Beetz. She is Tuolumne County's Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. She's been talking about various different topics, things to keep in mind in the Motherlode all throughout the year. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.